Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I fell, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. There were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory. You kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hoped for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me. thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just want to take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You was hearing the song from Smokey Norville. Thank God for his life. Dear God, that show is a letter he sent into God, his Lord, salvation. So we thank you today. It's Martin Luther King's birthday this day, and they're celebrating it. But we said we'll come on the air anyway and let the Lord have his way in the congregation. And we know that we're going to keep the dream alive that he had went and said. So we honor Martin Luther King today on this broadcast. Okay, welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host sitting in today, Sister Ruby Larry, at this point. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundation scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. our time, Pacific time. Excuse me for that interrupt. Evangelist Billy Burns, she's in New Orleans, so I think it's 5 a.m., yes, our time, Pacific time, and it's probably 8 a.m. her time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all the segments that's aired on this broadcast. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny Ministry, New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages as I'm speaking today. You're welcome to tune in and hear on that line. We appreciate and are thankful for y'all tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in, and us too, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we ask you again to pray God's will for this broadcast, wherever he would love it to go or whoever he would allow it to come forth, and godly men and women that have anointed this broadcast to bring forth the bread of life to Jesus. So we thank you, and God bless. We're going to turn it over to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founder and host, all the way from New Orleans, but here in Stockton. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. If I was able to sing a song today, I would sing Just Another Day's Journey. How many know it's another day's journey? Hallelujah. And since we know it's another day's journey, it behooves you to be glad about it. Amen, amen. I know many are out today celebrating the memory and the legacy of one of our forefathers, none other than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Amen. They have activities that have been going on all day. But the greatest gift that we can give to honor this man is to honor one another. Amen. It's to love and to respect and to cherish each other. Amen. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave unto you. And that is that ye love one another. That is the commandment that he gave his disciples. He said, a new commandment. I don't know how we think we're going to rejoice and be in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we haven't learned how to love one another here on earth. Ah, somebody say, oh, I'm going to be in the rapture. I'm going to be on that cloud. Well, if you don't love me here and you see me every day, amen, how do you expect to be on the same cloud with somebody that you can't love, with somebody that you can't stand, with somebody you don't respect, with somebody you don't cherish or honor? Amen. We have to learn how to cherish one another. And what do you mean by that, Sister Bernard? We have to respect and love one another for who we are. You can't mold and shape and make anybody into your image. Ha, Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh. Amen. He came in the likeness, but the Bible said he knew no guile. Amen. So if he gave his disciples a commandment, and we are the modern day disciples, then guess what? That should be applicable to us. We have to love. Amen. This man died because of the love that he had, not just for blacks, not just for his four children and no more, but for the world. He said the famous dream, the famous speech that he gave in 1963, he said, I have a dream. I have a dream. Amen. Keep the dream alive. And we keep that dream alive by loving one another. Hallelujah. If we can all grasp that, we would be sitting in heavenly places. Amen. But I'm just so glad that somebody blazed this trail. I'm so glad that people like Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman and even our president, Barack Obama, we can take pride in their accomplishments. We can take pride in them rising above their lowly beginnings. We can take pride in that. Amen. And that's what this a celebration today. That's when we take off a day of work and honor the man, the legacy, honor the contributions that he has given to mankind as a whole. All over the nation, in Europe, in other countries, they honor this man of God because of the work that he does. We know that our Bible tells us in James, faith without works is dead. Amen. So you can say you have faith to move mountains if there's no works. As the presiding bishop on last week, the former presiding bishop, Bishop Alfred Singleton, said, hey, you can have any kind of title that you want to have. But he said, guess what? If there's no fruit, then the title don't mean anything. Amen. So, but we are blessed that you all have tuned in today. I tell you, we are on this line preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because my Bible tells me that this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, man, woman, boy, and girl. It's no one that's going to stand before God, amen, with an excuse. You won't have no excuse. Amen. You're going to have to answer for every deed that you've done. Amen. But we're honored today and we're blessed. Amen. You know, I come on this radio broadcast. I don't care what holiday it is. If I'm not busy doing something else for the Lord, you're going to find us on this radio blog talk. Amen. So we're just honored today to have a young man with us. We call him Uncle William. Amen. He's Dr. Singleton's uncle. Amen. Married to Dr. Singleton's aunt, which is one of his mother's sister. And I'm a cousin on Dr. Singleton's father's side. But amen. But we still embrace him as such. So we're going to get right on into what thus say the Lord for today. Amen. I'm going to read a bio. This is his first time ministering for us, but he had frequented our show before. Amen. And we're just so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed him with a day off. It's a day off from work, but he's still serving God. Amen. So we're going to read this bio. And it says, Minister William Caldwell was born and raised in Pasadena, California, to First Lady Deborah and Pastor Carlos Caldwell Sr. His father has been preaching the gospel for over 60 years, my, and has been pastoring for over 50 years. Ooh, what a legacy. William was saved at the tender age of 6 years old and called to preach at 17. He was truly converted, you all hear me, truly, I like that, converted at the age of 30. Minister Caldwell has been married for 15 years to his lovely wife, Celeste Elaine Caldwell. They reside in Monrovia, California. Minister Caldwell is a faithful member of New Beginnings Christian Fellowship under the pastoralship of Pastor Terry Whitehurst. He is the overseer of the Evangelist Board and teach evangelism and monthly all-church member Bible classes. Minister Caldwell is not ashamed of the gospel, for it is salvation unto those that believe. He enjoys teaching and imparting the word of God to all those he encounters. Amen. So we're just so blessed to have him with us today. We thank God for those of you all that are joining with us. Thank God we see Sister Charity. We see Minister Corinthian Jones. We also see Prophetess Darlene Davis. And we give honor to the man of God, Minister Democrat. Amen. And we're going to ask him to open up with a word of prayer for us on today. Minister Democrat, God bless you. And then we'll turn it right on over into Minister William Caldwell hands. Amen. Minister Democrat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We rejoice and be glad in it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, God, asking God that you prepare the good ground. Amen. As the man of God begin to speak to us on this day, God, prepare every heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Right now, cancel every assignment against every phone, every computer that wants to interrupt this word, oh God. Pray that the angels would enter into that room right now with their sword like they was around that tree, God, and begin to protect this word, oh God. Hallelujah. Begin to take the word that's going into the man of God that's going to speak to us today and prepare our hearts for it, oh God. Break up all the fallow ground, God. Ah, hallelujah. Even now, God, and begin begin to touch us, God. Send anointing on this line, God, realizing that that anointing is going to break every yoke, every depressed spirit that came on, oh God. We rebuke the depression, God. We rebuke, oh God, the unbelieving spirit, God. We rebuke all those spirits that would come against, oh God, this word today, God. And we release liberty on this phone from this message. Oh God, that someone, when they hang up, amen, but their life will be changed in that house, at that job, at that hospital, in that car ride home. That from something that this man of God says today will change our life. We speak this into the universe. We decree it, and we declare it in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God for his word. Thank God for his spirit. And thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank you. Have an ear, please hear. Please turn your Bibles to John, the book of John, St. John, chapter number 4.
Thank you, Lord.
And we'll be reading. And since we have time today, we'll be reading probably up to 26.
All right.
When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must need go through Samaria, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the partial ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of me, or asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Living water.
The woman said unto him, sir, hast thou nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From which then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again, but whosoever drinks of the water that I should give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call your husband and come hither. Jesus, the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that said thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Come on.
Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what we know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship in spirit and in truth. The Father such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things.
Come on.
Jesus said unto her, Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
I that speak unto thee am he.
Hey, come on.
Praise the Lord. Now, the message of our title today is an evangelistic message.
An evangelistic message. I like that.
Jesus, the title here, that's not it, but this is the title, Jesus, the Master Evangelist. Now, St. John's writings is the Christ in his deity. Now, this is taken in, the scene here is Samaria. Between Judea and Galilee.
Come on.
And this is happening in the early part of his ministry. And those who were involved is at the well was not only the woman at the well and the and Jesus, but his disciples came as well. His 12 disciples came. And they talked of Joseph, they talked of Jacob, they talked of the Jews, they talked of cities and regions. But here, I want to know why. Why is it so hard for Christians to tell of their Christian faith, of their faith in Christ? It's what, I mean, it's what God wants. For you to tell people about Christ. For he said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, even after the cross, after the ascension, that has not changed. God loved the world. God still loves men. God still loves the sinner. God still loves the world. It does not change. Something's done about it now. Something is done. When he said it is finished, it was done. Hallelujah. And then he ascended on high and gave gifts to men. He gave the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Now, also, you see in Matthew chapter chapter number 5, verse 14, that you are a light, a city on the hill.
Come on now.
That cannot be hidden.
Hey.
You must tell the gospel. It cannot be hidden. You're a city on the hill, a light, shining. Cannot be hidden. We are commissioned and commanded to go. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Yes, we are commanded to go. We're not only the light, but we are commanded to go. We are supposed to love people. as God loves people. We need to want what God wants.
All right.
It's mandated by the apostles.
Mm.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in all and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. What is God looking for? He's looking for laborers.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. He's looking for laborers. Matthew 9:37. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenty.
Come on, that's it.
But the laborers are few.
Where are they?
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. Hallelujah. He's a Lord, oh my God, he's a Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers to his harvest. I implore you to tell someone about the Lord. Now, I love the writings of John because in it you find, like I said, the Christ's deity. And you find certain revelations of who the Son of God is. In the first chapter, you see that he is the Word. He is the light of men. In the third chapter, you see he's everlasting life. In the fourth chapter here, you see he's the living water, wonderful revelation, and the gift of God. In later chapters, you see he's the door, the shepherd, the vine, the true vine, and the Son of God. Well, I drew something out, an exegy of who Jesus is in chapter 4. Jesus is the master evangelist. It's who we learn from. We learn from him. And Jesus is the effective soul winner.
All right.
He saves to the uttermost.
Yes.
Oh,
I like
God.
That.
Yes. And he is the true. Jesus is the true witness. Yes.
Right.
He's the only Jehovah Witness. Whoever you're listening. He's the only. He's the right one. Mm-hmm. He is, why is he the true witness? Because he is the Son of God, the Son of God. Yes, and this is his deity. I have 3 points when we are communicating our faith to others. We need to communicate better, and Jesus teaches us in this, as you see in this picture, but I want to get you to that, basically to that conversation that Jesus is carrying, a very lengthy conversation with the woman, but very effective.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening today, and we have 3 points here. There's a confrontation, there's a conversation, and then there's communication. Confrontation could be just about two faces, two people, or two things coming together in defiance. It could be two animals. There's a confrontation, but there's mainly a defiance. Then there's the conversation, which has information, interchanges of thought, and information. That's informal interchange of thought and information. Then you have communication. That is act or process of communicating the fact of being communicating or communicating.
Preaching.
Okay? That's when it's affected. It's penetrated, and now we're changing and we're doing things because of what we have heard. Hallelujah. See, the difference is manifested. Nobody is communicating by confronting alone, by saying you're going to hell. You made a confronting word, but nobody's really changed. It's defiance. They're not going to. It goes over your head. Mm-hmm. What saves you is Christ. Communicating Christ. In a conversation, information could be shared, but we may not be communicating. We want to communicate. I want to listen to you, and then I want to share what I have learned, what I know. Not just give you, you know, everything that I, but share with you, listen to you, be a friend, and share with you what I know. And then, by the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, we have communicated. In verse 1, he takes off from Judea to protect John's ministry. Notice he leaves because he don't want the Pharisees to take light of that baptism. So he leaves. He's walking back and forth to Judea. Now look at that, because this is the second time he's going back. He wants to go back to Galilee. So he's going back and forth from walking from Judea to Galilee. Back and forth. Why? To evangelize. See, some of us are just, we need to get out the house. We need to go somewhere, meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Because that's how you're going to meet somebody. See, if I walk from where I'm at, I'm in, I don't know where you're, I'm in California. I'm in Monrovia, California. So if I walk from L.A. to Monrovia, get out my car, just walk, I'm going to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk to somebody. It's an effective way. Jesus at that day. You know, they didn't have transport. Oh, no, he could have. They had camels and whatever, get around. But
that's
he didn't
it.
Use his that way. He knew by walking and talking. That's how the gospel's going to go forward.
Mm.
It was in his mind. It behooved him to go to Samaria. He had to go. Even though the Jews were prejudiced. Now, it was Jews just going, because you had, if you look at your map, that distance was quite large. You had to go around Samaria. You had to go up into, go around the Jordan. You had to, you know, they went miles away just to get away from the Samaritans. The Samaritans were mongrels. They were mixed Jews, and so they didn't like each other. But you know, I noticed there. Jesus, he gets there to the well, and I see there is no person or race beyond the reach of God's grace. He loves people, and so now he's there at Samaria, and even his disciples was wondering why. But because you can remember back in Matthew, he's telling them, you know, go to the lost house of Israel and not to the Samaritans. But now here he is. Well, they didn't understand the gospel's for everybody. It's for
the adulterer, the thief, the murderer. It's for everybody. Everybody, every man needs to be saved. I don't care how nice you are, you need God. You need Christ. Amen. The parcel of ground given to Joseph, we find in Genesis when Joseph gave, Jacob gave that well to Joseph. We find that in Genesis 33, verse 8. Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. When he came to Padan Aram and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a partial of a field where he had spread the tent. And the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Now those pieces of money at that time added up to about $64. Then we see in Joshua 24:32, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, $64. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Amen. So there we find where Jacob makes the purchase of that land that Jesus comes to. In verse 6 it says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. So he gets to the plain at the bottom of the foothill of Mount Gerizim at Joseph's well. About that 6 hour, of course, it means 12 o'clock Jewish time. He was tired, and if you look again at that map, it took at roughly anywhere from 45 miles. To 45 to 50 miles from Judea to Samaria. And he was going to Galilee, if you remember. That would have taken about another 20 miles. So it took a far, far further trip in the day. Hot. He's tired. So I noticed even in his fatigue, he spoke to this Samaritan woman. Praise God. Now, he had no help, and that's why his disciples were away, and he had no help. So he asked her for a drink. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And you ask why. Now, you guys are going to ask why. You're going to do a little bit of research, because we have a lot of happenings going back into the history with the two nations there, the Samaritans and the Jews. And you look at 2 Kings 17, and the king of Assyria bought men from Babylon and from Kathath and from Ava and from Hathath and from Zephraim and placed them in the city of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. 1 Kings 11:1. Now, and you got to go back a little bit further.
And you can go further than Kings. You can go back into Deuteronomy because God gave an order of this that King Solomon made some mistakes here. But King Solomon loved many strange women, see. Together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidians, and Hittites. In verse 9, he says, and the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which appeared to him twice. He was warning him about what he's doing with all those women. Then in verse 14 and 23 of the 11th chapter, 1 Kings, he says that he's going to send adversaries. Now he sends another adversary in verse number 26, which he is Jeroboam. Are you there? Amen. The son of Nebat and Ephraimite. Hello? Amen. Amen.
All right, you okay, Uncle William?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise God. Jeroboam built Shechem in the Mount of Ephraim and dwelt therein and went out thence and built Peniel. Returned to his house, and he says, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. Now this sounds contradictory because Jeroboam was an adversary against King Solomon. But listen. In 27, if this people go up to do sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto the Lord. Small Lord. If you look at that would be 2 Kings 12, verse number 27, if you're following me. That small Lord. That's where Jeroboam's heart is. And this is the Lord. That Lord, he's referring to Rehoboam, Solomon's actual son, king of Judea. 28, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy small gods, O Israel, he's teaching them. He's teaching them to do wrong, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. No, Mr. Jeroboam, God did that. God spread at the Red Sea. God sent the plagues. Egypt couldn't do nothing about that, nor their gods. No. See, God did that. Amen. So this is showing us what they were doing in Samaria, in the Mount of Gerizim. Then in verse number 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, he is that gift. He's the gift of God. Amen. For it says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. In John 3:17, he says, for God sent not his son into the world, but to condemn the world. But the world
teaching today, hallelujah.
But the world might be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now I want to talk about this conversation he's had. Now, I want you to also keep in mind Isaiah 55, verse 8. For it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Now, hallelujah. Because, see, her thoughts were natural. Everything that came to about in that conversation was natural. And I noticed that's what we have in our evangelism. We have people thinking naturally. But we can't go there. We can listen, but we have to stick with Christ. We have to stick with Christ. We have to stick with what thus says the Lord. And so in these conversations, they're talking about natural things, but he's talking about spiritual things. They talked about water. They talked about wells. They talked about racism. They talked about ancestry. They talked about wickedness. They talked about regions. They talked about what God seeks and what God is. They talked about truth. They talked about Christ. In water, she's saying, what this water does for me. This is what this, or what this well does. It was a shrine unto them. A shrine unto her. She was sincerely wrong. Sincerely. She was seriously wrong. She was messed up socially, messed up religiously. She had sin problems, which messed her up. I was wondering, why is she there at 12 o'clock in the high noon while it's hot? I mean, the wise thing to do is to get up in the morning and go out and to 6 a.m. or do it at 6 p.m. when it's cool, the cool of the day. But no, she's out there to avoid people. She's avoiding her... what she did with her life. You notice, most of the women go out there. So she's avoiding conflict and gossip. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, hallelujah, in verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again. But whoever drinks of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well springing up unto everlasting life. The living water. He is the living water. Mm-hmm. They talked of racism. She wanted to talk about history. She wants to talk about the fight. But Jesus says later on in verse 22, you worship we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. See, the Jews knew not to worship other gods. They were worshiping other gods. The Jews knew that there's one God we worship. But he says, neither in Jerusalem, because, see, it's not going to be by the law. It's going to be by grace. It's going to be by faith. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Then they talked about ancestries. She reflected to her her father, Jacob. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's not by rituals, or it's not by this water. Because see, if you drink this water, you're gonna thirst again. So it's not by the way you do it. It's by, we got to do it the way Christ does it. It's by His Spirit. It's by truth. That's the way we're doing it. In Christ. Hallelujah. Then they talked about regions. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And then he said, not in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem. So then there's some things that she didn't understand. She didn't know what God seeks. He seeks those to worship him in spirit and in truth. And who God was. He said God is spirit. She didn't know that. Then they talk about truth. She didn't know nothing about truth. Because the spirit will guide you into all truth. Won't have you messed up in sin. Hallelujah. Then we talked about Christ. She knew to wait for Christ. She knew about waiting for Christ, the Samaritan woman. But she didn't know he was standing there. But you're saying, no one knew. No, John knew. John the Baptist knew. He was standing right there. Behold, the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Peter knew. He said that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He knew. It was the same, and Jesus said it was the Spirit that showed you that. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Jesus, they spoke of wickedness. This is amazing. Right there, when she said, let's go there. Jesus says, go and call your husband. Now, we think that, where did he get that? Well, he's the Son of God. And she says that the woman answered and said, I have no husband. But Jesus, he says, thou hast well said, I have no husband. But you had five. You have five, and the one that you have now is not.
You teaching today?
Wow. The one you have now is not yours. So then, the woman says, "I know that thou the Messiah has come." He says, "Now, here's the clinch." Hallelujah. He said that I am, that I that speak unto thee am he. Uh-huh. The Christ. Praise God. So she was waiting, but praise God, the wait is over. The wait is over. Then she gets so excited, hallelujah. She takes off in her excitement. She drops her water pot. Now I see the dropping of the water pot is a symbol of her dropping her thoughts. Now I told you, keep in mind Isaiah 55:8, that our thoughts are lower. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So I see she was instantly delivered, instantly saved. She dropped her way. She dropped her religion. She dropped her fornicating. She dropped her natural sarcastic remarks. She dropped her own way of life and ran off and was an instant converter. And she was instantly an evangelist. Hallelujah. She was instantly saved. Amazing. And then she runs, because she runs off and she tells the whole city about Christ. And she said, come and see. Hallelujah. come and see. True salvation is going to cause you to tell somebody else about Christ. That's true. True salvation is going to cause you to want to be with God's people. False hope of salvation is you just being a church member. False salvation is you thinking you can do good works. False salvation is thinking it's through baptism. False salvation is the proper environment. False salvation is more confirmation of the Bible. False salvation is living by the golden rule.
Come on, man.
Salvation is sincerity. False salvation is a large membership. False salvation is tithing. False salvation is secured with an organization and good works, religious organizations, education.
All
are false salvations. But the true salvation is you. Hallelujah! I like the school that God is interested in is the one that's hard knocks.
Hard knocks. Come on.
Knocks. Talk to Job. Hallelujah. Talk to Noah. Talk to Abraham and tell me was it their education? Was it talk to Paul and talk to John on the Mount of Patmos. Now when you get there, talk to the Lord. I'm not saying that education don't do anything about it. Do something about it. Get your degrees, but it's not degrees. It's gifts.
Yeah.
And you got to wait on the Lord. Trust the Lord. Call upon His Spirit. Call upon the Lord. Call upon Him. Repent and call upon Him.
Praise
the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In this, hallelujah. We have so much hallelujah in this chapter number 4 gives us so much to tell you about the love of God and how we should love people. You know, and I believe God wants somebody's heart to say yes. He wants somebody. Hey, are you there? Are you there? Hallelujah. Not somebody to want to be that beacon of light that's set on a hill. He wants you to love people. He wants you to be a witness. He wants you to learn from the master evangelist. He wants you to be instant in season and out of season. He wants you to love people. And stop being isolated. He wants you to stop and drop what you're doing. And when that person walks by, love on them. Listen to them. He wants you to stop being so busy, so scared.
You teaching his thing today.
So he wants you to stop being so mean. He wants you to stop being so smart.
Hey!
He wants you to stop being so rich. He wants you to stop being so cute.
I'm cute.
He wants you. Hallelujah. And he wants you to stop being so worried about what people think.
Come on now, you teaching today.
He wants you to stop thinking about your past. He wants you to stop future. He wants you to think about your present.
My
he wants
God.
You to Christ. He wants your mind on the Lord. You was created for Christ. You was created to be in the new creation. You was created to be his son. You was created. You was not no man. No man. No man was created to live without God. Praise the Lord. The Lord is looking for spirit-filled soldiers, laborers, disciples, sons and daughters, beloved believers, hearers and doers of the Holy Bible. I pray somebody stands up in their heart and says, "Now, I mean, it's not just you getting out and knocking on a door. I want you to do that. Hallelujah. It's not just you getting out talking to somebody. I want you to put this in your heart. I don't want you to be emotional. I want you to put it in your heart that you are an evangelist. You was called to be an evangelist. You're called to tell somebody about Christ.
Come on, you teaching. Go ahead. Hey, Jesus.
Freely receive, freely give.
Freely you give.
You was called to tell somebody. See, so it's not like, well, I wake up in the day and I go and tell somebody about Christ and I did my duty. No, it's not what you do that makes you. It's because you love the Lord, because you obey the Lord, because you trust the Lord.
Obedience.
That's why you do it. You, it's not like, well, if I don't talk to somebody today, I'm doomed. No, you just trust the Lord it's in your belly, it's in your heart to love.
Hey, Jesus.
You're ready. You're ready in season and out. You're just ready to tell and share the hope that lies within you. You're just available. You just love the Lord because he loves you first. You're not trying to turn God's powerful hand. You can't. You can't. You just got to trust in the Lord. Glory to God. A true witness will share his faith and eternal life.
Come on.
A true witness will share in Christ and eternal life.
My.
Salvation through Christ. Praise the Lord. See, as I look over the days, and as you look over the days of your life, how many times have you been brought face to face with the Lord Christ? How many times have you had to decide to say to say yes to his tender call?
Yes, Lord.
Think about it.
Not many times.
Aren't you tired of going in circles and life putting you out there and at the noonday? You got some of you won't tell nobody about what you've gone through.
Hey, glory!
You're too scared to. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody out there is listening to me, and I'm telling you, you just trust. He wants you to trust him. You've been looking for work. You've been looking. You can't pay your bills.
Come on.
Hell no. You won't tell nobody in your family that you're struggling. But I tell you, God knows. But he's looking for trust. And you start. And Mister, you need to stop blaming God. You need to love people and ask you. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. How many more times will he call you to come to him? See, dear friend, tomorrow I'm not promised. I don't know when I'm leaving. I know I can't be scared as a Christian because that, hallelujah, Christ is, he's resurrected for me. I know my body, my soul, I'm saved, and he will resurrect my body. I know I'm saved, and he will save my mortal. He will quicken my mortal body, even at the last day, at my last day. So I can't be thinking about the sting of death. I know he's with me, and he won't forsake me. But I tell you, dear friend, if Jesus is trying to get your attention and wants to save your soul, don't put him off anymore. Don't do that. Don't even, you hear the word and you just pass it by. I don't need that. Hell is not the place for you. It's not the place for man. It is a place of torment forever. And once you're there, there's no key to get out.
Oh my God.
You might say, well, this is hell now. No, it's not.
All right.
No, it's not. I know I've had hard times where I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't sleep at night because problems.
Problems, come on.
Mhm. But I know God's with me because the troubles I was having through it, he said, "Be of good cheer," for his faith.
Come on.
So that faith kicked in and said, "Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." So my trust was in Christ.
Ah, Jesus.
You said, well, there it is. You know, I need it by Friday. Well, trust in Christ. He will not.
Hey!
Hallelujah. He will not forsake you.
I need
you.
It by February.
Uh-huh. If he's the gift of God.
Hey.
Hallelujah. If he's the gift of God.
Come on.
Will God fail? First Corinthians 13 says he's not failing. He doesn't fail. And he's not a man that he will lie. He's not a man. He's spirit. He won't lie. If you ask, he will give it. He will just trust in him. He will give it. He will bless you. He will not where your feet dash against the stone. It won't happen. God will bless you. God will keep you. God will protect you if you ask.
Mm.
Ultimately, you do not want hell. I don't care what happens in this life for me. Nobody wants a building to fall on them like 9/11. Nobody wants to die like that. Nobody wants to be in a car accident where the metal crunches them. It's tough enough to bang your nail with a hammer. It hurts.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go through that pain. But what I'm saying is that you don't have to fear those who are fearing death, those who are fearing, even living.
1-2 area code coming through again.
God is the full.
1-2 area code.
Full of grace, full of love, and brother, you don't have to take drugs anymore. He gives you the right perspective. He gives you the right thoughts. Praise the Lord. Amen. I pray you're getting blessed today by this word.
Amen, I am. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
Well, they talked of wells, and they talked of water. They talked of the wickedness, and they communicated righteousness, worship, Christ, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and Christ in the believer. Christ in the believer. Because that Christ in you is that well springing up into eternal life. Hallelujah. It's that water. He was that rock that they followed in the wilderness that sprung out water. Well, Christ in you, hallelujah, is that water that springs up into eternal life. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Christ in you, where you're accepted by in the beloved. Christ in you, where you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In you, the salvation, hallelujah, from death. Christ in you, the love of God. Christ in you, who teaches you, and that is that unction. That's you. Christ in you that, hallelujah, where he gets you through those troubles and trials and gives you the right mind where you can count it all joy. Hallelujah. Christ in you. He is our hope. Amen. That day, hallelujah, that day that woman was at the well was saved, sanctified. Hallelujah. That day she believed in Christ. Amen. So they also talked of wisdom. The words of Christ, the words of Jesus. And that is what we need to learn from. He is the master evangelist. So he is our wisdom. He is our help. He is our salvation. He's what every sinner needs. He's what every saint needs.
Amen.
He's what every man needs.
Amen.
He doesn't come to you as a judge to condemn you.
All right.
He never condemned this woman. He doesn't come as a bully to force you to come to him.
Come on.
He doesn't come as a buffet to offer you many choices for salvation.
Come on.
Just believe. He simply comes as the way.
The way.
Truth and the life.
Right.
And offers himself to you as the only way of salvation.
My.
To understand and to grasp this truth is the purest form of wisdom.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When you have Christ in you, when you know it, it's already in you. It's already in you. But by faith, when you realize that, that is the purest form of wisdom.
Ah, you're the most, yeah.
And you come to know the Lord, you enter into his word, and, you know, you're growing into his word.
But the
Spirit will lead you into that knowledge, speaking to you and speaking to your heart, that full, wonderful wisdom known to man, Jesus Christ. See, the Spirit said, Jesus said that the Spirit will testify of me. See, you talk to the Father. You don't talk to the Spirit or Jesus. You talk to the Father. The Spirit will testify of Jesus.
Mm.
Testify of Jesus.
Mm, mm, mm.
That's the way. That's what you need. That's what you need. You need God's Spirit talking to you, testifying of the Word. But I thank God he doesn't talk outside of the Word. It's the Word. It's going to be the Word. It's going to be wise counsel. That's why it's by faith of the bills that need to be paid. Well, when are they going to be paid? Well, I can't tell you that. I just know trust in the Lord. And I can tell you by experience and trusting in the Lord, man, I tell you that I don't know how he did it. But you say, oh, man, that's, you know, nature just takes its place, takes its course. If I depended on just nature taking its course, then the sun would go down and the moon would go down, but I'm still in the dark. There's no hope. If only in this life, Christ, we're men of most miserable. Mm-hmm. I need that eternal hope. See, and when you're in the Word, brother, it is an eternal thing. It's always, there's so much to learn, so much. It's endless. And so what happens is that even our life in Him is eternal information that He's injecting and knowing, and then he's confirmating your heart that I'm with you, son. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. I'm with you. I'm not going nowhere. I know you're going through these troubles, but I'm with you. I love you. He's the Spirit, but he's going to speak to you. He's going to talk to you. I'm filling you with hope, filling you with him, with himself. And then as you learn the scriptures, you can rest and rest in him, and don't have to be afraid of death. You don't have to be afraid of people. You don't have to be afraid. And then you're walking, you're getting stronger. Where? In the Spirit.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're getting strong in the Spirit. You're getting stronger, you're increasing in Him, growing in grace, being rich in the Word, being rich in Him. Just trust him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, it was.
Thank you so much, Uncle Williams. Wow.
Is my time up?
Ah, yeah. I thought you were done. Are you done?
I thought I had till 3 o'clock. Right, if not, praise the Lord.
We got about 9 callers on the line, so we stop about 2:15, 2:20, and give the callers an opportunity. But we certainly will welcome you back.
Lord, I thought I didn't see the clock, so it's 2:15. I need to stop. I'll remember that next time. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you.
I got 2:25, but it's okay. You can finish up.
Give me another hour.
I can't give you another hour. This is a holiday. Hallelujah. I can't give you another hour, but we have certainly enjoyed this teaching. It was power packed. Amen. I tell you something that we all can glean from. Some people think ministers jobs is to go out and evangelize, but we are all ministers. We have different callings, but every one of us have been called into this body to be a witness, every one of us. So I have thoroughly enjoyed this lesson on today, and truly I never heard anybody call Jesus the master evangelist. This has been really exciting, really exciting. So we have about, I don't know how many callers are on the line, Sister Ruby. We have about 8 callers still on the line. We had about 13 or 14 callers. A few have dropped off. So we thank God for you. Minister William, we appreciate you coming on. And this was something that we hadn't planned. And we spoke with him this morning, and he was off today. And he willingly came on to share the gospel with us today. And I'm just so excited. I feel like going out here bombarding the parade. Nah, I wasn't going to no parade today. I wasn't feeling all of that today. But after hearing this word about being an evangelist, a master evangelist, meaning to witness to souls, you just fired me up. So I'm going to have to get dressed. Hey, it almost shot you. Go out of this, leave out of this house and tell somebody today about Jesus. Amen. So I'm excited. I'm excited. We certainly have enjoyed this word on today. Amen. We're going to go to those that's on the line. If you all have any questions or comments, we're coming to you right now. We're going to go to Sister Charity first. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Sister Charity. Amen. She might have her phone on mute. We're going to go to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. God bless. I give honor to God. I give honor to this broadcast. I thank God for Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. And I thank God because it was encouragement to me. Also, he had something for the saved as well as the unsaved.
Yeah.
And so I just thank God for his encouraging words. And the word he said, kept saying, was trust. And we got to trust God no matter what. So God bless you all. Continue to trust the Lord. Thank you, man of God, for coming on and bringing forth the word. My soul has been blessed. God bless.
Amen, amen. We're going to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. Sister Charity, your line is open. Amen. Well, we're going to go to Sister Verona all the way from Lansing, Michigan. This is the first cousin to your wife, Uncle William, so you've never had an opportunity to meet her, but I'm certain that you all will have that opportunity. So this is her first cousin, Sister Verona Singleton out of Lansing, Michigan. God bless you, Roni.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, saints and people of God today.
Yes.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to give honor to God, who's the head of our life, and thank God for this radio, New Destiny Ministry, by the way of Blog Talk Radio. I just thank God today. I thank God for the overseer and the pastoring of this evangelist, Bernard. I thank God for this word today. I thank God for the man of God that brought it. And I thank God because we have one thing that I'm seeing, and God's showing, I feel, all of his people, that there are all kinds of what he was saying. First off, we have to do the work of ministry. And then God has his way that he knows how to reach everyone and anyone. What we have to learn to do is to be sensitive and hear the voice of God. And
all
I just
right.
thank God that I heard the voice of God today in this message.
Amen.
To trust him, to do the work of the ministry. And love is the one that conquers it all. So you just be blessed today. Continue to pray for us. And I just thank God. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Hey, man, I don't know if my phone is acting up. My phone keeps saying muted and unmuted, so I don't know if I'm supposed to speak or not yet. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, your line is open. God bless you.
Amen. I want to be out of what I was like. Am I supposed to speak, Lord? It said muted and unmuted. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen.
Muted for a second.
Amen. All right. I'm encouraged. Amen. What? Come see a man. Amen, amen. I'm encouraged about this message, amen, on this day of Martin Luther King and whatnot, when they talk about race relations, amen, to God. You know, when a woman, the Samaritan woman, amen, like the man of God was saying, you know, y'all Samaritan folk, y'all Jews don't talk to us Samaritans, you know, so what you doing asking me for some water? Y'all don't even speak to us. Amen. And a lot of us, we don't, even to the day, we don't talk, we don't have white friends, and because of stuff that happened, you know, and you know, we stay to ourselves. So this was a message, amen, of God. I'm encouraged to remind us, come out of your comfort zones and, you know, and talk to people. I remember when we used to witness, we would only witness to people, like, if they had more money than us, we wouldn't witness to them, you know, or if they was white, we wouldn't witness to them, and you know, and everybody need Jesus, you know, and that's what this message reminds me of, amen. So come out of your comfort zone, amen, and just, amen to God, talk to some white people, talk to some Spanish people, amen. Don't just talk to people of your own color and race and sharing this good news.
Right.
So I'm encouraged, man of God, amen to God, amen. You know, Jesus reminded us, a prophet not accepted in his own home sometimes for a reason. God said, you get too comfortable, amen, around your own people. Sometimes I want you to go out and talk to other folks and other kinds of folks. So, amen, of God. I received this word, man of God, and amen, it was food for my soul. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Glory. Amen. We're going to go back to Sister Charity, Sister T. Sister Charity. If not, we're going back to Verona. I see her. Hit the number one key, Sister Verona.
Yes, yes, praise the Lord again. I was wanted to tell Minister William to tell my cousin Celeste, I said, that her cousin Roni said, praise the Lord, and hello, and I love her.
Amen, amen. I had,
Mike,
I'm sorry. You're open, William.
Yes.
No, I see your line was open. I'm sorry. I made a mistake and cut it. Did you hear Sister Verona?
Yes, I sure did.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to Dr. Singleton. Amen. This is William.
Praise the Lord.
Just tune in. He's going to have to go in the archives and hear this word today. He talked about the master evangelist is Jesus. Hey, glory to God.
Well, first of all, giving greetings in the precious name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for this wonderful broadcast, even on Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm so excited that my uncle William is on the line, you know, expounding the word. I recall some months back we were talking. He said that he wanted to do more in ministry.
He loved that, talking about James.
And so when we said that, the Lord seemed to have dropped evangelist Adrian on my heart. I said, well, you know, I said, well, if you really want to expand your ministry, because he was already talking about going into his neighborhood and all that to do greater things because he was over a group dealing with evangelism. And I said, look, I have a cousin by the name of Adrian Bernard. She has a block radio broadcast that she does on, you know, on a daily basis. I said, well, maybe I'm going to connect you with her and see maybe if you can get on her, because her program is New Destiny Ministry, and they're there to be a platform to give people a chance to voice what God has, and express what God has given to them, and hopefully this will catapult your ministry. And he said, man, I would like to be a part of that. And it's just so wonderful that they did get a chance to get together, and now he's a part of that family. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something, him and I, we talk on a daily basis, And we have been with together for about the last 3 years. And I tell you, I've seen the profound effect that God has put upon him. But one thing I want to say before you know, I end, if you want to be an effective evangelist, first of all, you must ask God for the wisdom to become that. And that's what my uncle did. I remember the first conversation we had before the God began to catapult it. He said,
"Hey, wait, hold up, doctor. So you gonna tag team after the message?"
No, not at all. I'm just giving accolades here.
That's blessed. Would you go ahead, Dr. Singh?
But I wanted to say what he did. He asked God for wisdom about 2 years ago. He said, "Lord, I want to know more of your word. Lord, give me what I need to enhance your body." And now, what you hear today, you hear with how God is really dealing with him. And I'm just so proud of Uncle William. And Uncle William, I'm going to have to go to the archives because I just got on there. I was doing some business on another line, and I wasn't able. I thought I'll catch the tail end, and I think I was at the very tail end. So, but I thank the Lord that I was able to hear some response from the end saying that they enjoyed you, what you had to say. And I just want you to say, Uncle, just continue to do well. Continue to be my uncle, first of all, and just continue to let God use you in Jesus' name.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen, amen. When I opened up and read the bio on Minister Caldwell, his father had been preaching and pastoring for over 50 years, and he's been preaching over 60 years. So guess what? He grew up in a household where the word was alive. Amen. So he didn't have no other choice but to come on in. The Bible said train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. I heard him say he was called to preach at 17 years old. But guess what? He probably went out and did what young folks did. But he said at age 30, he truly was converted. How many know the Lord won't let you stay out there too long? Amen. He knows those that are his. Amen. We're going to have remarks from our co-host, Sister Ruby. Amen.
Yeah, went to them 3 or 4 times. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. It was just a blessing as they Evangelist Bernard called you Uncle William. So that's Dr. Singleton's uncle. So we just took you as Uncle William. But I thank the Lord that he had you to come on today, because we was just wondering about, well, it's Martin Luther King, you know, birthday, everybody's celebrating, they off or whatever, but the Lord's still going to have his word come. And I was just blessed because I love teaching and I love preaching too. But you taught this word today that the Holy Ghost gave you, and you had the scriptures and everything in line. But first of all, you told us we got to get right and we got to get holy. We can say we are saints, but if we ain't got no works, we ain't no saint. We just sitting up in the building. So I thank the Lord for your anointing and for allowing you to come on to feed his royal family of baptized believers. So God bless you, and we're knowing that the Lord will put in you what you have gave out to his precious people today. Pray my strength in the Lord. Back over to you.
Amen, amen. We see another caller, area code 517, just tuned in. The last four of your number is 9256. We just want to acknowledge you. Amen. Can you greet us? Area code 517. The last four of your number is 9256. If you don't want to say anything, that's fine. But what we're going to do right now, before we go back to Minister William for his final remarks, I'm going to have Prophetess Darlene Davis, and I want special prayer. And I want all of us that are on this line to stay in agreement with us. We are praying for my cousin, Patricia Smith. We've prayed for her before, but we want special prayer for her. She's. We all know that she had been diagnosed with cancer, so that's not a secret. But we want the Lord to completely heal her. Amen. So I'm going to call on Prophetess Darlene Davis today. Her name is Patricia Smith. She lives in Lansing, Michigan. This is the sister of Verona Singleton, the father, Bishop Alfred Singleton was with us on Thursday. So I want everybody on this line to stand in agreement as Prophetess Darlene will go forth, and we're going to intercede. We're going to bind the enemy right now today. Amen. And we want complete healing for my cousin in Jesus' name. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you today, God. We thank you for your word on today, God. We thank you for your keeping in power, God. You said two or more touching and agreeing in your name. So we come in the name of Jesus. We come praying for Patricia Smith right now, God. We ask that you catch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you blow the cancer out, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that it'll never be cancer again, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every assignment, every attack. That mothers is up upon Patricia Smith. We come against that spirit of cancer. We command you in the name of Jesus that you have to leave in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you restore right now. We're looking for a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus. We're looking that you strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. We're looking that you move by your might, move by your power in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we come against every retaliation spirit, every spirit that says it's not going to be. We speak that it will be gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the angels camping around, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now that you stir her up right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you fill her with your presence, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every assignment right now. We bring the blood of Jesus right now in our whole environment in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now, God,
in the name of Jesus,
Lord. God, in the name of Jesus.
God,
we
right now,
right
Savior.
That she
hallelujah.
And not die.
God, you
and
a healer.
Call on Jesus for our sister.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. God is a healer. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. Bless him.
Yes.
We need some folks around the clock. Hallelujah. Just start praying when we see it or when we hear it. Continue to pray that God's will be done, that it'll never come back. We curse it from the root. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ah,
yes, Lord, let it be cast from my back.
Do it again, God. Do it again, God.
Hallelujah. We're going back to Hayorobo Sata. We're going back to Hallelujah, Minister William Hayorobo Saya. May our brother have taught excellent word today.
Yeah, Lord. Praise
this
the Lord.
Word,
praise.
Amen. We got to get out here and go out into the highways and the hedges.
That's
the
right.
Bible said the harvest is ripe.
Yes.
It's ripe. But where are the laborers, Minister William Axon? Where are the laborers? Don't think you've been to college. Don't think you saved because you be in the Word. He said, oh, that don't qualify you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And who have you told about Jesus today?
All right.
Have you witnessed to? That's what he summed it up with. I'm going back to the man of God right now. Hallelujah. And let him close us out in whichever man, in whichever manner he so seeks it. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. If you could recall me saying that the woman at the well was sincerely wrong.
Yes.
Now, for the body of Christ, take on being sincerely right, sincere and sincere about Christ, sincere, truly. You know, fast and pray. Truly, fill your heart with the Word of God. Fill your heart with the Spirit of God. Ask the Spirit of God to rule, rest, and abide with you and go with you. So what was it that took this woman from being a hardened, sarcastic, sinful woman? It was Jesus. It wasn't nothing else but Jesus. Now, I don't know where you are in your Christian walk, or where you are that you're not in a walk with Christ, I invite you higher. Be that beacon of light. Sits on a hill. Shines. It cannot be hid. Bless you this day. May God be with you. May God fill you and shine his countenance upon you. Give you grace and peace and love in your heart. For him, his word, and for men. May God give you favor, both for him and for men. Bless your heart. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Bless you. Until next time, amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, Minister William. We thank God for everything that our ears have heard on today. Amen. Thank God for Dr. Singleton being with us today, and thank God for him having the beautiful relationship that he has with his uncle. Amen. I see Prophet Michael Davis on the line. We're just going to greet him. Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God. I see my sister on the line. I just want to give a shout-out to her. Today is her birthday. So I want to say happy birthday, Ma. This is my oldest sister, Dawn Bernard, and she's a faithful supporter of this ministry. Amen. So we just like to say happy birthday to your sister, and I also want to say happy birthday to Bishop Winston Singleton, who is the father of Dr. Winston Singleton. They share a birthday today. So God bless you, sister. Amen. We see Prophet Davis. God bless you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you all. How are you, and how's everything going?
Everything is going wonderfully.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Happy New Year to everyone. Thank God for Jesus. And I didn't hear the message, but I just came in at the end when you were talking about witnessing and going out to get the people. I think, you know, we don't really hear a lot of people focusing on winning souls anymore, and you don't hear a lot of people focusing on, you know, going out there into the vineyard and getting the people who are in need of salvation. And in some churches, you don't even hear an offering of salvation, you know. So I applaud what this brother is saying, because truly our heart should be after the heart of Christ, and that's to win souls, because you can't do anything until you first come into the kingdom. So I applaud that. I agree with it. I'm a witnesser myself, and I go after souls, and I think that we should be found winning souls. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. Glory to God. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Prophet Davis. We appreciate you. That was the message today. Jesus, the master evangelist. Amen. I never heard that phrase coined before, the master evangelist. So we thank God for that word on today. Dawn, God bless you. Dawn?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Amen, amen. Happy birthday.
Okay, thank you, sister.
All right, we appreciate you. You off today?
Yes, I was.
Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a beautiful birthday and a fantastic birthday in Jesus' name. We're going to go back to Minister William and just ask him to give us a closing prayer, and we'll see you all on tomorrow. Remember, on Wednesday, Mother Mary Cannon will be with us out of Lansing, Michigan, and also on Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be ministering for us on Thursday. And also, we have some good news. I'll let Provoke Friday Pastor give you that news, so you don't want to miss this news on Friday for Provoke Fridays. So I tell you, I'm telling you all, the Lord say obedience will manifest blessings this year. And already God is sending praise reports in. So Pastor Hamilton will share with you some good news on Friday, Provoke Friday. I'm going to let him do that. That's not on me to do it. Amen. So going back to Minister Williams, amen.
Saints, please take this on. Jesus said unto them, his disciples, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reaps receives wages and gather fruit unto eternal life.
Mm.
That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and the other reaps. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestow no labor, other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. Go ahead, like I said, fill your heart, be with God, trust in the Lord. Know that this call of evangelism, this call to love, is to love men. Trust him. Trust the Lord.
Mm.
Ask the Lord for wisdom and how to talk to people. Mm. Some of us just don't have the skills. But God does. He told Moses the same way. So ask the Lord, walk with him, and he'll strengthen you and strengthen your heart. And I pray that each one of us who have heard this message today will
get on their knees and pray for this harvest. Pray for this field, because there's still, if we know, you know, there's still a field. There's still work to be done, and we can start in prayer. So, Father God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise for your word. We give you all the praise for your spirit. We give you all the praise for your glory. We give you all the praise, Father God. We give you thanks, Son, for the blood shed at the cross. We thank the resurrected life. Without him, there is no hope.
Hey, glory.
Where's our trust? We're nothing without you, Lord. We're nothing. We have no life without you. You are eternal life. I thank God that it starts now. For all those who believe, it starts now. And I just thank you. Right now, we have the Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all the...
And I thank you for my family. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for this way of getting the word out to men. And men, we can grow. This church can grow. People can come in and listen and talk, and we can exercise and stretch out our faith and stretch out with the word, and that where we can say the word and articulate the word and actually dividing it. But Father God, I just pray for it. I pray for it to increase. I pray increase here in this, even in the circle of ears, Father God, and the voices and the people and the hearts, Father God, increase in this business. Increase, because this is the Father's business. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, Father God, for this work. It's the kingdom work here.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Lord.
Thank you for Sister Adrian Bernard. Thank you, Lord, for her heart.
Thank you, God.
Labor is definitely not in vain.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All the praise.
Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you, Lord.
Of I also want to thank Winston Singleton and his heart. But I want to thank him for his heart. He had a hand in this, and with his spirit. We worked together, and what you've heard today was part of his working. It wasn't me. I have some counsel. So praise God, but we need each other. So I need all of you. I need your prayers. I need your prayers, because I can relate to the woman at the well. You just don't know where life has separated me. I've experienced those things. I experienced where the racism and the things that separated me and then my heart. So pray for me that I keep going. Oh, God has definitely saved me. I'm not afraid anymore. I love people.
Thank you, Lord.
I want them to be saved. I want the ultimate, the highest. So let my light be shine like a beacon. So God give you all the glory. Choose the Lord in the name of Jesus. Choose him. Stay with him. Love him. He loves you.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Prophetess Davis, did you have something? Did you want to give them your announcement for your prayer line? Prophetess Zerline?
Praise the Lord. First, I thought you were talking about to the other Prophet Davis. Please, your prayer line. God bless everyone. I have a prayer line that's on Tuesdays and Saturday nights. Saturday nights is overflow night. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 8 p.m. in the Eastern Coast. And the Western is 5 p.m. And that number is
712-432-1500. 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498. Once again, the code is 211-498. Come and join us. You will be blessed.
Amen, amen. And we want you all to know this, that you're hearing on the Blog Talk Radio, liberal minister, Democrat, has been so liberal to download them on the YouTube, on YouTube, so you will be able to hear this message again in its entirety when he does that. So we just thank God for the man of God and the work that he's doing to help build this ministry. So God bless you all. We're going to close out with the Williams brother. I'm just a nobody. I'm going to tell everybody.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the street telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your whole soul. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus,
and people won't listen. I feel like I'm just a nobody, nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Sometimes I feel just like nobody.
Go ahead, do you think they can hear you over there?
Praise the Lord, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a Jesus day.